The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. And thank you for joining us, be it wherever you enjoy your podcast or even right here on YouTube. We appreciate you. And this is the voice of the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern Bay Area, world famous juggler Greg Larson. How you doing?
Man, Ozzy, I'm feeling a little weird without a hockey jersey today, but it's too damn hot. But other than that, great. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. You kind of look naked a little bit. Like I'm seeing too much of your shape. Usually the jersey covers up a lot. But also joining us, of course, Flesh Wound producer Todd, 9 times out of 10, chilling.
This is true. Enjoying being 37?
That was 2 weeks ago. Yeah. 2 weeks ago. Let it go. That is in the past, Todd. The past. And something else that was in the past, specifically in 1991, was Robin Hood Men in Tights, which is the film we are discussing and reviewing today. This does star Carrie Ells. And Todd, would you mind playing the trailer before we dive deeper into the discussion?
"20th Century Fox presents the motion picture event of the summer. The summer of 1125 AD.
That's him! Robin Hood!
Good evening.
The Hoods from the woods are back.
Yo, yo, yo!
Check it out.
Little John.
Ow!
Prince John.
More bubbles. Oh, yeah, just now it's happening.
The Sheriff of Rottingham.
I challenge you to a duel.
I accept.
Maid Marian.
A chastity belt?
It's an Everlast.
And Rabbi Tuckman.
Hello, boys.
He's the first action hero.
Man, white men can't jump.
And the last word in comedy.
And why should the people listen to you?
Because, unlike some other Robin Hoods, I can speak with an English accent.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights, a Mel Brooks film.
Yes!
The legend had it coming.
Man, some of these movies should be used as a preventative mental health breakdown. I think this movie should be shown in school. Is basically what I'm getting down to. Maybe not all of it. Some of it didn't age well. But before I get into that, just to round out the specifics, this was directed by Mel Brooks and does star Carrie Ells, Richard Lewis, and Dave Chappelle as Achu.
Bless you.
If it was just like a second earlier, that's what I was. Sorry. It's okay. But at least, you know, it was we can blame that on the internet speed. That's all right. And we did also see Amy Yasbeck as well. Funny to see her in another Mel Brooks movie after Dracula Dead. And actually, this was before.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Still enjoyable. And of course, Richard Lewis as Prince John, one of the funniest roles, I think, in I've ever seen in all of comedy, primarily. Well, I'll get into that a little bit later. This does have a run.
He reminded you of yourself? Is that the problem?
You know, Todd, sometimes you can be a fantastic producer and sometimes you can just be a jerk.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes it's in between. Sometimes it leans towards jerk. Come on, dude. Now, this does have a runtime of an hour and 41, actually 44 minutes, rated PG-13, was released on July 28th, 1993. Where did I get 1991 from? Ah, yes, because this was a parody of specifically Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, starring Kevin Costner, which the line you heard in the trailer was obviously a direct jab at that film, considering Kevin Costner did not have an English accent. Or did he attempt one? I didn't bother watching that movie because apparently Kevin Costner movies don't have an editor. It's a crazy thing.
Not only did he not attempt an English accent, but because that joke would not translate very well, that joke actually had multiple versions depending on what area you were in. A few other takes were, unlike other Robin Hoods, I don't cost the producers $5 million. Or there was, unlike other Robin Hoods, I don't dance with wolves. And then we also have, unlike other Robin Hoods, Kevin Costner, unlike other Robin Hoods, I have a shapely bottom. And last but not least, he said, unlike other Robin Hoods, I accept to wear tights.
Wow. That is brilliant. Definitely, man, just that trailer alone put me in a good mood. Like, just added whatever bonus that I could say. But some initial thoughts here is I honestly didn't remember this movie from start to finish. When I popped in the DVD, I did not remember 40% of what I just saw. And I don't know if that was just like the time I'd seen or if it was on TV or whatnot, but I was glad because it's felt like just watching for the first time. So how about you guys, Greg?
Man, this is an all-time favorite movie. I was so happy to rewatch it. I don't think there's ever been a time that, you know, I've seen it on and been able to change the channel. 'Cause it's just from start to finish, hilarious. I can't say anything bad about it. Another fun little fact about it that I love is that Little John was actually supposed to originally be played by Mr. Hulk Hogan. Yeah. But he unfortunately for him, he decided to go film Mr. Nanny instead.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was very happy to watch this movie again.
Wow. Todd, any initial thoughts here?
I'm still reeling off the fact that, well, you know, it actually would have made sense, kind of like the Princess Bride connection, too, because you had Andre in that with Cary Elwes.
Oh, yeah, that would have been something. And one thing I forgot to mention, I had gone to a performing arts camp by the name of Camp Bravo when I was in high school, like during the summertime, and there would be a stage combat workshop class taught by a guy by the name of Bob Goodwin. And Bob Goodwin was actually in this movie working on stunts, but he was also used as an extra. So in one of the first scenes where you see King or Prince John, Richard Lewis, there's an old guy standing next to the throne. That's him. And then he also shows up again at the end when the villagers show up. He's got this long silver hair. Yeah. So it was cool to see that. But in terms, I'm just going to jump right into this. There was a lot of laugh out loud moments, just even from the very beginning when they were trying to show his voyage from Jerusalem to England. The song was a fancier version of Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And I just couldn't stop laughing the entire time. But in terms of my favorite line or scene, It was towards the beginning, and he's asking about all the stuff that happened. Oh no, your parents are dead. What about my dog? Dog ran away. Or, well, what about my goldfish, Goldie? He was eaten by the cat. What about the cat? choked on the goldfish. that setup, that whole lineup right there was just like a, it felt like a rapid fire, just, and I loved it so much. I was in tears and at that point. So, and I did also, I mean, I didn't mention this because it was mentioned in the trailer, but also that, and there was multiple versions of it, but unlike other Robin Hoods, that's such a great, great jab. How about you, Greg?
There's so many to choose from in this one. It was very tough. I'm gonna say two. I'm sorry, Todd.
That's all right. Hopefully it's not the only two I have down.
I hope not. One isn't because it was the funniest line, but just I appreciated it. So if you don't know, Maid Marian, her last name is not Big L. They wrote that in because when Mel Brooks said that you two were meant for each other, Marion Bagel and Robin Loxley, the Lox and Bagel joke was such a throwaway line that I was just like, that's what I love about Mel Brooks. Like, you just get those that a lot of people might not pick up on. But the funniest part for me, I just loved when Blinken fell out of the perch. And he's like dusting himself off and he's like, I can see. And then he runs into the tree and he's like, nope, I was wrong.
That's funny. I had the Loxley and Bagel down too, but it wasn't the ones I was going to bring up. The two that really got me, like right at the beginning, well, it's pretty when we find Dave Chappelle and Carrie always tells him to watch my back, and he's just like, you got punched. I lost it on that one, but he's just looking. Blind Playboy had me laughing too.
Yes. Oh God, that was brilliant.
All around great times. Now it, I guess should be said, obvious with a lot of comedies, there are some jokes that didn't age well. So obviously, even though it's rated PG-13, I'm not sure if a 13-year-old would really understand all the humor.
Right.
But going to the rating itself, I loved this from start to finish. However, at the same time, I didn't have that same feeling that I have when I give movies a score of 5. It was something that seemed, I don't want to say the word lacking because I think that misrepresents my thoughts on it. I absolutely loved it, but I just wouldn't put it at the very top. I mean, they even did a throwback to Blazing Saddles. So usually like when jokes reference other movies, not like in the spoof sense where it was referencing Robin Hood, Men and Thieves, but referencing another comedy, it's like, I could have done without that. Because it's almost like, hey, remember when we did this? That's what it feels like. And it's like, ugh.
They also referenced History of the World with It's Good to Be the King.
That was also used in another one, though. And that was...
Oh, it was Spaceballs, wasn't it?
Yes. Wait.
Or does he change the word? It's good to be...
No, I don't think it's used in Spaceballs, actually. But my point being... That being a single line, it's good to be the king, and actually fits in the context of, as we saw, the king commanding that he takes the first kiss of the bride to be wed, or whatever weird tradition it was. But it fit, and that made sense. And he has the line so many times, walk this way. You know, that's just a trait of his. Actually, it was not used in Spaceballs, but anyhow, back to this one. One thing I did want to get to before we talk about the rating was, did the tune of the song Men in Tights seem familiar to you guys?
It did. It
and you know what I thought it sounded like? I don't know if this is what you guys thought. To me, it sounded like Jews in Space.
Yeah.
We're Jews. Okay. Jews in Space.
No, that was on purpose, I think. It's noted on a few things I read.
Okay, perfect. Because unfortunately, the DVD I had didn't have any commentary, but it made sense. It almost was like too obvious that it would have to be intentional at that point.
Well, all those were written by Mel Brooks. So, I mean,
exactly.
If you got a sound, you got a sound.
So. Sure. No, that totally works. So But to finalize the rating, I want to say 4.5.
That's fair. You're wrong, but it's fair. Like, I'm sorry, I can't give this movie anything less than a 5. Like, I love the story. It's got good pacing. The jokes are spot on. There's so many great moments, and I love when Mel Brooks really works with his people. This being Dave Chappelle's first big movie that he did, he actually did give some good liberty to Dave Chappelle. The whole pump up the sneaker thing was all his bit. Mel Brooks did not write that at all. There's so many great moments, even like with the river scene and the I'm on the East Bank, I'm on the West Bank, and then he ends up drowning in that river. Like, there's so many great moments, and I can't give this movie anything less than a 5. Although the TV series that this was based off of, that Mel Brooks did, that was called When Things Were Rotten, you can see a lot of the same jokes because it was a Robin Hood TV series that didn't last very long. It was very bad. But that TV series definitely would have gotten much less than a 5. So I'm glad he did the full movie.
All righty.
Now I'm going to get to be the bad guy. I don't like it as much as either of you, while I do still enjoy it. I'm a 3.5. I think doing the throwback to Blazing Saddles just was like, this is what you should probably be watching instead.
I think you're going to now be Jerk Deucer, Todd.
So I'm taking a deuce?
He's on my side. He's on my side now. On. God, we're having a good time, and then all of a sudden, Todd's got to be a jerk. Man, you're worried about this movie 3.5, and then you do the... Somebody's driving right now, and they're upset with you. That's Todd's fault, by the way. Do not adjust your stereo system. All right, well, that does conclude this week's episode of Flesh and Farce with Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Next week, we'll be back with a new episode, and that... Next week, we'll be back with a new episode, and that film that we will be reviewing and discussing will be the John Candy movie, Summer Rental. It'll be my first time watching it. Looking forward to talking about it. Not looking forward to looking about... I don't know what's going on here. But anyhow, you guys have anything else before we head out for the night?
I'm just gonna banish Todd for a
while. Yeah!
And sorry, y'all.
All right.
I mean, Latrine, every line of hers was great. How many of you give it such a low score? God damn it.
I know. I even gave it a 4.5. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is world famous juggler Greg Larson and Flesh Wound producer Todd. And I'm Ozzy V, and we'll see you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.